More millennials are putting down their phones and exploring nature, adventures that are shattering stereotypes. Research shows 44% of all new campers last year were millennials. Valerie Adolph, a camper from Lancaster, says technology is not how millennials should be defined.
I think it's extremely important to break down the stereotype because it's not speaking to truth of a lot of the people in our generation.
Gage Clegg, a millennial hiker from Lynchburg, Virginia, who recently went on a 135-mile expedition of the Lake Placid Trail, says camping helps give him peace of mind.
At least talking from my experience, it's almost like trying to achieve a balance that you haven't been able to because you're surrounded by society and you're interacting with people constantly, and then you kind of have to go to the opposite extreme when you go camping.
Toby O'Rourke, Chief Franchise Operations Officer for Campgrounds of America, says camping reduces stress, adding it's a key reason young adults are getting outside. Many parks across the country have started to adapt to millennials, recognizing that they are the future of camping. According to O'Rourke, almost every KOA campsite has free Wi-Fi available in hopes of luring young vacationers.
The reality of Wi-Fi is not going away, and more and more campgrounds are adapting to meet those needs of the consumer.
Does this generation really want Wi-Fi as part of its outdoor endeavors? Adolph believes campers should leave their phones at home.
It's meant to be connecting with your environment, not connecting with the internet.
To Clegg, it's all about the experience of getting back to nature.
Call it subliminal or call it what you want, but I think there's just this strong urge to get out in nature. It's indescribable when you go out there. It's something that fulfills you in a way that, you know, the American dream or success really can't.
Experts say millennials are more likely to go camping and avoid typical vacation destinations. O'Rourke says camping makes economic sense for many millennials.
It's a very nice, affordable option for a vacation.
Some millennials face financial challenges. O'Rourke says that affects the way they vacation. You don't have to spend a lot to become what some call a tenter.
As they get more comfortable with camping and gain more purchasing power, they might be buying RVs. And that's a large part of our segment. We definitely see our RVers tend to be our older campers.
Adolph agrees.
Every person in my parents' generation prefers to stay in either a cabin with some sort of electricity and bathroom and water, or in a camper with electricity and running water, where I and many of my friends are more capable of spending time in nothing but a tent with no running water and electricity.
Glamour camping, otherwise known as glamping, involves camping with many luxuries you have at home. Camping diehards think glamping is cheating.
It's to avoid all of that and to kind of put yourself out there in nature and be surrounded by, you know, less technology and less interaction with like social media and things like that.
This generation is also traveling more than any other. According to Expedia, these young explorers travel about 25% more than older generations. Millennials may have grown up connected with technology, but it's clear that many are also connecting with nature. For WBFO News, I'm Matt Neidhart.